Welcome to fininfoblog.com, your source for financial wisdom. Credit monitoring in India involves assessing the creditworthiness of individuals and businesses through credit bureaus like CIBIL, Equifax, Experian, and CRIF Highmark. These bureaus collect and maintain credit-related information, providing creditor reports to lenders. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, sets guidelines to ensure accuracy, fairness, and confidentiality of credit information. Understanding credit risk. Credit risk is the potential for a bank to suffer losses if borrowers or counterparties fail to repay loans or honor commitments. It can arise from non-payment of principal, interest, or failure to meet obligations. Key terms. Credit risk, the risk of losses due to a borrower not fulfilling repayment commitments. Counterparties, parties involved in financial transactions. Importance of managing credit risk, credit monitoring. Effectively managing credit risk is vital for banks. It involves identifying, measuring, monitoring, and controlling risks associated with lending and credit-related activities. Key terms. Risk management, processes to identify, measure, monitor, and control risks. Credit risk management, managing risks associated with lending and credit activities. Building blocks of credit risk management. To manage credit risk, banks need a solid structure that includes defining policies, organizing the bank effectively, and having the right operational systems in place. Key terms. Organizational structure, how the bank is organized and functions. Policies, guidelines or rules to follow in different situations. Policy and strategy. The bank's board of directors approves and reviews the credit risk strategy and policies. These policies outline how the bank deals with credit risks, governing risk identification, measurement, reporting, and control. Key terms. Board of Directors, the top governing body of a company. Risk grading, evaluating risks based on a scale. Organizational structure for credit risk management. Having a good structure in place is vital for managing credit risks effectively. This includes having committees and departments responsible for overseeing and managing these risks. Key terms. Committee, a group of people with a specific task or responsibility. Operations and systems. Banks need effective processes and systems to manage credit risks. This includes phases like relationship management, transaction management, and portfolio management. Key terms. Loan administration, managing loans from start to finish. Risk assessment, evaluating potential risks involved in a decision. Credit risk measurement and monitoring. Banks need to measure and continuously monitor credit risks. This involves assessing the risks associated with each borrower or transaction and having procedures in place for effective monitoring. Key terms. Risk rating, assigning a rating to indicate the level of risk associated with a borrower or facility. Risk weightings, assigning weights to risks based on their importance. This summary simplifies the RBI credit monitoring policy, emphasizing key terms and concepts to aid understanding. Simplified credit rating framework. Understanding credit risks. Credit risk refers to the possibility of losses due to a decrease in the credit quality of borrowers or counterparties. In simpler terms, it means the chance that borrowers or those we lend money to may not be able to repay the borrowed amount or the interest. This risk can occur in various situations, such as when we lend directly to someone, provide guarantees, engage in trading, or deal with foreign currencies. Importance of managing credit risks. It's crucial for banks to have a good system to manage credit risks effectively. Managing credit risk means identifying, measuring, monitoring, and controlling the risks associated with lending and other credit-related activities. This helps a bank operate successfully in the long run. Building blocks of credit risk management. In a bank, managing credit risks involves three main building blocks. Policy and strategy. The bank's board of directors is responsible for approving and regularly reviewing the credit risk strategy and significant credit risk policies. These policies guide how the bank deals with credit risks. Organizational structure. A solid organizational structure is essential for successful credit risk management. The board of directors sets the risk management policies and limits, and there are committees and departments responsible for implementing and monitoring these policies. Operations/systems. Banks need appropriate systems and procedures in place for credit administration, risk measurement, and monitoring processes. This ensures that the credit risk is effectively managed at various stages of lending. Credit risk rating framework. Credit risk rating framework, CRF, is a way to evaluate and categorize loans or credit exposures. It uses symbols, numbers, or letters to indicate the level of risk associated with a credit exposure. This framework helps in understanding and managing risks associated with lending. How CRF is used. CRF serves various purposes. Individual credit selection. It helps in evaluating individual borrowers or specific exposures to determine the level of risk associated. Pricing and loan features. CRF assists in deciding the interest rates and terms for loan facilities. Portfolio analysis. It helps in analyzing the overall risk in the bank's credit portfolio. Surveillance and monitoring. CRF is used to monitor and keep track of the credit exposures. Assessing aggregate risk profile. It provides an overall view of the riskiness of the bank's credit portfolio. Basic structure of CRFs. The CRF has three main elements. Grading system for calibration of credit risk. It defines the scales and indicators used for rating credit risk. Operating design of CRF. It explains how exposures are rated, the rating process, assigning and monitoring risk ratings, and other operational details. CRFs and portfolio credit risk. It discusses how CRF can be used to analyze and manage credit risk at a portfolio level. Designing the grading system. The grading system should clearly represent the credit risks associated with an exposure. It could use numbers, letters, or a combination of both. The number of grades and their meanings depend on the range and type of credit quality the bank deals with. Lower numbers usually represent lower credit risk. Assigning risk ratings. Assigning risk ratings involves evaluating various risk components, assigning weights to them, and ranking them. This process helps in arriving at a credit risk rating on the CRF for a particular exposure. Standardization and benchmarks. Using benchmarks or pre-specified standards is common to assess the risk profile of a potential borrower. This standardization helps in assigning grades or numeric values to the riskiness of an exposure. Benefits of CRFs. Implementing CRFs helps in better interaction with rating agencies and regulatory bodies. It provides a more structured and consistent way to evaluate credit risk, enhancing the overall risk management practices of the bank. In conclusion, a credit risk rating framework is a useful tool that helps banks categorize and understand the risks associated with lending. It enables informed decision-making, promotes consistency, and ultimately contributes to a healthier and more sustainable banking system. Credit risk models. Credit risk models, approaches. Two main approaches to credit risk measurement are statistical models based on historical data analysis and models that capture the distribution of a firm's asset value over time. Statistical models rate firms based on certain financial ratios. One example is the Altman Z-score model. The second type of modeling approach aims to capture the distribution of a firm's asset value over a period. This model is based on the expected default frequency, EDF, model, calculating asset value using an option pricing-based approach. Credit risk models adopted by banks should achieve differentiation in credit risk for various exposures, identify concentration in portfolios, identify potential problem credits before they become non-performing assets, NPAs, assess adequacy or inadequacy of loan provisions, assist in pricing credit, recognize variations in macroeconomic factors, and determine the impact on profitability of transactions and relationships. The adoption of a particular model should be based on a bank's size, complexity, risk-bearing capacity, and risk appetite. Understanding portfolio management and risk limits in credit banking. Portfolio management is a crucial aspect of the banking world, especially in the realm of credit. It involves optimizing diversification benefits while mitigating the adverse effects of concentrating exposures on a particular borrower, sector, or industry. This article delves into the need for credit portfolio management, recent developments in measuring and managing portfolio credit risk, and managing credit risk and interbank exposure. The necessity of credit portfolio management. Diversification and exposure management. Credit portfolio management primarily stems from the necessity to optimize diversification benefits and mitigate the risks associated with concentrated exposures. Conventional credit portfolio management relies heavily on counterparty exposure limits, which guide incremental asset or exposure buildup. However, this approach, though guiding decision-making, is more reactive than proactive in managing the existing credit portfolio of a bank.